When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So, way back in 1997, Mike Tyson bit a chunk of Evander Holyfield's ear off. And he became known, you know, as, the fight itself became known as the Bite Fight. He was disqualified and his boxing license was withdrawn. The Nevada State Athletic Commission handed him a $3 million fine for his actions, and he didn't fight again for over a year. And now I see a story that I don't know that it's real, but if it's true, I kind of like it. It's called Mike Bites. So apparently Mike Tyson now has just released Tyson Mike Bites. It is chewable gummies. And apparently they're going to be sold at dispensaries in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada. There's a Twitter account for it called Tyson 2.0. It's verified. It's called It's Tyson 2.0. And it says, holy ears, finally, they're finally here. Go get your Mike Bites now. So it's a cannabis product and it's Mike Bites gummies, again sold in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada for now, and they look like little ears with a bite out of them. So I guess they're real. So enjoy your Mike Bites and calm yourself down with a little Mike Bites cannabis. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. For those of you listening live, today is the 8th of February, 2023. And last night we had the State of the Union, which is the State of the Union, the United States of America, given to us by our President, Joseph Robinette Biden. He said the State of the Union is strong. Okay, sure, no problem. I just want to remind everyone that Zoom said they're going to be laying off about 15% of its entire workforce. PayPal has said that they were going to be laying off about 7% of its workforce. Toymaker Hasbro began cutting at the first of the year and wants to cut about 15% of its global workforce. IBM, Dow, SAP, and 3M all announced significant layoffs, citing the uncertain economic environment. Okay. Impossible Foods is planning to cut 20% of its staff. We have Samsung, Amazon, and Meta cutting jobs as well. The State of the Union is strong, according to the President of the United States, but it sure doesn't feel that way, does it? No. No, it doesn't. Now, there is some good news. We know that the NSA is hiring. So I guess all the people, you know, getting laid off from Twitter, Amazon, Samsung, Meta can all work for the government at the NSA. They're courting all of those big tech workers as they see the largest hiring surge in the past 30 years. Now, I'm not really sure if that makes me feel better or not, because we know, especially the employees from Twitter, we know what mindset they're of. And I'm sure that the many of the employees from Meta and Amazon are of that same mindset. So is the NSA a spy agency? Or is it just a government job? They're reaching out through LinkedIn, and they're just looking for some people. And they have got they've got job posts on all the platforms, and they're letting them know that they are going through this robust hiring program. So maybe, you know, the State of the Union is strong if you're working for the government. That seems to be the thing. And I guess the State of the Union is strong if you're Justin Bieber. We talked about him selling his music catalog up to the end of 2021 for a couple hundred million dollars. We know that Springsteen stole his catalog for $600 million. Dylan sold his for a couple hundred million. And I think he sold some of his other stuff for $400 million. And it doesn't matter. Genesis sold their package for $300 or $400 million. These big time people are cashing out. Interesting how that's happening. And now we have news that the Michael Jackson estate, nearing a deal for the music catalog of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, worth $800 to $900 million. That seems like a good payout. Apparently, Sony and a possible financial partner are negotiating to acquire 50% of the estate's interests in Jackson's publishing, recorded music revenues, the MJ the Musical Broadway show, and an upcoming biopic, Michael, and possibly some more assets. So that seems like, you know, where do I sign for the Michael Jackson people? Now, maybe not. Maybe you think you can make more money on the back end yourself. But if you're Michael Jackson's family and business partners, $900 million, absolutely. It's all yours. Have a nice day. And for only 50%, and I still have 50% coming in on the other side, let's shake hands and let that deal needs to happen right now. So the state of the economy for those people is great. Oh, and did I mention Dell is laying off about 5% of its staff after demand for PCs plunged last year? Well, I'll let the President of the United States tell you.
This is our moment. My fellow Americans, we meet tonight at an inflection point. One of those moments that only a few generations ever face, where the direction we now take is going to decide the course of this nation for decades to come.
Amen.
So I've come to fulfill my constitutional obligation to report in the State of the Union. And here's my report.
Please.
Because the soul of this nation is strong. Because the backbone of this nation is strong. Because the people of this nation are strong. The State of the Union is strong.
Thank you. So there. Okay. There. You heard the man. The State of the Union is strong. Now, I would say that we're so strong that we're still briefing nations about our, our foreign diplomats about the Chinese spy balloon that we shot down after it crossed the country. And we heard the other day that a couple of them were around during the Trump administration. Well, we knew that because after the fact, right? They called it, what did they call it again? A domain awareness gap. Yeah, that's what it is. When our military says, there was a domain awareness gap. And there are three others floated around during the Trump administration. But we only discovered them after the fact. Wait, what? Yeah. And now they're saying, it's being reported, that there were six Chinese spy balloon spotted during Trump years, but no one was notified. And apparently no one even knew it until it was over because of the domain awareness gap. And if that's the case, if you're in the military, you should, I don't know that you should be sent out and put in prison for treason because you didn't see the balloons. But to come out after the fact and try to blame it on this administration or a different administration and then make this okay, I mean, it's embarrassing to say the least. You should resign. You know, for sure, with the Afghanistan debacle, there should have been people, you know, thrown in jail for treason, no question, in our military. But then they tell our president that they won't shoot it down. They wanted to wait. I'm the president. No, I want it shot down now. It's a foreign entity flying over our land without permission. No, shoot it down. Shooting it down over Montana will be okay. There's not a lot of people there. Or in fact, you know what? Let's shoot it down over Alaska. Let's not let it cross the country anymore. Enough of the freaking balloons. But you know, that's just me. He didn't talk about either that we are expanding our military. According to this report, now, I don't know if it's actually gone into effect yet, but they're talking about adding four additional military bases in the Philippines, which, you know, of course, strengthening our alliances in the region because China and Taiwan and the South China Sea. I guess we have a new agreement that allocates $82 million, which seems like a pittance in today's world, to upgrade the five existing military sites, which supports combined military training and exercises. And that's not four additional. Oh, the strengthening for the $82 million. And then the exact location of the new bases have not been disclosed, but it's believed the U.S. is seeking three locations near the north, near Taiwan, and one in the south near the South China Sea. So we don't even know where they're going to be. We're just saying, yeah, we're going to do that. Don't worry about it. We're going to do that. We're looking into it. Because $82 million to fix up five existing military sites, I mean, I know that to you and me, that's a lot of money. $82 million, happy to take it. I'll leave you alone forever with $82 million. But to upgrade military sites, $82 million, nothing. But that's what we're doing. So, like the president said, the State of the Union is strong. All right, enough with the politics. I know. I'm sorry. I just had to get it off my chest a little bit. So let's go to the break room, get something cold to drink, and then we'll move on. All right. So I sat in for Pat Gray today on Pat Gray Unleashed, and he is in the hospital. He has some kidney issues that need to be addressed. The man, I haven't seen him since we broke for the ice storm, and apparently he fell down twice during the ice storm, and now he's got this kidney thing. Holy cow. If you can, you know, if you're so inclined to say a prayer for Pat Gray, now would be a good time for it. So I'll probably be sitting in for Pat Gray Unleashed tomorrow, which you can listen to on Blaze Radio Network, or you can watch on Blaze TV. And I know there's a couple other ways to see it too, but why would you? Either Blaze Radio Network for free with no video, or Blaze TV with your subscribership, and you get the whole ball of wax. Right? All right, and your subscription to Blaze TV, and by the way, helps keep this podcast free. So I was looking through my Twitter account, at JeffyJFR, by the way. And if you're, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, which is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can always email the show, ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. I have a YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher on YouTube, and you can always order a cameo. I can be nice, I can be mean, whatever you need. I'll do bar mitzvahs. Whatever you need, at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That's not free, though, okay? It's not like this podcast. The cameo costs you a little money, okay? But I'm there for you if needed. All right. So I'm looking at this tweet from Black Rifle Coffee, and it's just a, you know, a silly, I see them from time to time. They make the rounds, but I always am fascinated by which one that people would actually pick. All right. So it's a 9-pill picture, and they have, you know, different colored pills, and they say the question is, pick only 2 pills. You can only pick 2 pills. And there's 9 pills. So pill number one is look 15 years younger, be able to read minds. Pill number two, wake up feeling perfectly rested every morning. Pill number three, which isn't bad. That's not a bad thing. Eat without gaining weight. That's kind of nice. Add 5 inches to your height. You know, okay. I mean, I've whatever. Become super, I guess, you know, I'm about 6'2", and so there's not a lot of people taller than me, and the ones that are, you know, oh well, I don't know, I don't necessarily need to be 6'7", but, you know, okay. Become super strong, who isn't already? Number 7 is add $50 million to your bank account. Always feel happy. And number 9 is become super famous. Well, I mean, I guess if you want to become super famous, that's great. Of course, everyone is going to pick number 7. Right? I mean, number 7 is the first pill you take, $50 million to your bank balance, 100%. And then I looked at and people range from being able to read minds, number 2 and number 7, to number 3 and number 7, which is wake up feeling perfectly rested every morning. Eat without gaining weight, number 4 and number 7. Okay, that's pretty good. That's not bad. Look 15 years younger. I mean, it's better to look 15 years younger than to feel 15 years younger, right? I mean, something like that. Forget what the line is. Better to look better than to feel good. So it's just interesting to me, these, you know, these stupid questions, because obviously it can't happen, right? But it is interesting to think about, and just would be nice to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to take this add $50 million to my bank balance pill, and then I'm going to be able to, then I'm going to take this number 2, be able to read minds pill. Now, I don't know if you want that. I mean, that sounds good, but do you really want to know what other people are thinking all the time? That's a tough one. But for sure, we're all eating number 7. And because we all want that money into our bank account, that's the reason why, even in the Netherlands, they're going crazy over a treasure map released. So the first of the year, the Dutch National Archives started with a revelation day, disclosing documents that had been unavailable to the public. Typically after a standard 75-year confidentiality term. But among the thousands of documents released this year was an actual hand-drawn treasure map for valuables hidden by German soldiers at the end of World War II. And the spot where the loot was buried was marked by an actual X on the map. So hundreds of what they call detectorists, and other fortune seekers descended on the treasure's presumed location, digging up so many holes, the local mayor was like, hey, stop digging. You're digging up the whole town, or at least that area. And as was the case, no loot has been found yet. So way back in 1944, I guess, I mean, you remember A Bridge Too Far, right? I mean, that's what happened. And during the hostilities, Allied bomb destroyed a bank building in Arnhem, scattering contents of the safe on the street. 4 German soldiers gathered what they could, gold coins, watches, jewels, diamonds, and other valuables. And so the Allied had suffered heavy losses and retreated, which was close to the end of the war. That was pretty rare. So they, as the situation became more fluid and dangerous, the 4 soldiers decided to bury their loot for safekeeping. They packed the valuables into 4 zinc ammunition boxes and hid them in the roots of a popular tree, the Amaran, a village, poplar tree near Amarin. That's the city. Duh. They hid them in the roots of a poplar tree, not a popular tree. and then, I'm staring at this map myself. A village of about 700. So it's about 18 miles east of Arnhem. The Allied advance proved irreversible. The four looters retreated with the rest of Germany without receiving their treasure. And nobody would have ever known about this had not Helmut S., one of the four soldiers, blabbed about it back home in Berlin. Shut up, okay? So the soldier's story was brought to the attention at a Dutch institute tasked with managing the assets of people who had disappeared during the war. And Helmut had said that in today's money, it's probably about $20 million. And he said that thanks to the map produced, it's unclear whether it was drawn by him or one of the other three soldiers. So there is a map out there. They don't know. The X marks the spot, but nobody has found the money yet. So nobody, you know, we're just trying to guess what happened. They believe that, he misremembered the event. Okay. Maybe the treasure was there and somebody already unearthed it. It's already been found. Who knows? Maybe it's still there. Just no one has found it. So good luck on your treasure map. Be kind of cool to have the actual treasure map. I wonder if Mercury One would like to have the actual treasure map. Would be really cool to have. So good luck. Good luck, Netherlands. Because if you can't take the number 7 pill for $50 million, maybe you can find the lost treasure. So I see the headline about Jerry the King Lawler, the wrestler, boxer, and he's a WWE legend. And I thought, oh no, he's dead. I got to put him in Who Died Today. However, he's not dead. And so then I read the story about Jerry the King Lawler, who was hospitalized in Florida after suffering a serious medical episode. All right, so apparently he's now awake and recovering. The guy never really goes down. So he's having lunch with some friends, and he has a stroke, and they rush him to the hospital. And so he was taken ill after suffering a stroke at his home. He's recovering in the hospital after going under the knife. So he had a stroke, and he still went under the knife. Okay. But then it starts talking about his previous health issues. Then the guy is still going strong. Pretty incredible. He's 73. In 2012, he had a heart attack while providing commentary on an episode of Monday Night Raw. He was rushed to the hospital. That's the new one. He made his debut in the 70s. And 10 minutes prior to his medical emergency, he was participating in a tag team match. He suffered a stroke at his home in Memphis in 2018. He later claimed he couldn't speak for 3 days and only regained speech when he eventually woke up in the hospital. That year, he was able to make all of his appearances during WrestleMania 34 weekend in New Orleans and was even cleared to wrestle. This guy is, you're not going to be able to bring this guy down. He may never make it to Who Died Today, because this guy will not go down. Jerry the King Lawler, 73. Pfft, a little slap in the face. Go having a stroke and is in the hospital. Nothing. Bring it. I do have a couple of, strange Who Died Today stories. A convicted pedophile who allegedly raped, and it says allegedly in the story, but he's convicted. It's not allegedly. He raped and tortured children found dead in a UK prison cell while he was awaiting sentencing for his sex crimes. He was found guilty of 3 counts of rape, 7 counts of neglect, and 1 count of perverting the course of justice. The partner was found guilty of 5 counts of child cruelty and 1 of perverting the course of justice. They were scheduled to be sentenced in April. I mean, when you listen to how they abused the children by forcing them to eat soap and locking them in cupboards, boiling showers and baths, no food. I mean, just horrific. So, real shame. A real, real shame that Andrew Hadwin, a convicted pedophile, found dead in prison. And of course, it's going to be investigated. They already said when something like this happens in a prison, they investigate it 100%. So you can count on a thorough investigation to that guy's death. Then we have a man, both of these stories from the UK. A man, a Frenchman, Benjamin C., 41, is accused of killing Romaine, not the lettuce, 21, a student who lived downstairs after she invited a small group of friends over to, you know, have some fun. Benjamin C. was pissed. He was playing Scrabble, and there was too much noise going on below him. So he went downstairs and stabbed her. And then she stabbed her in the femoral artery, so she just bled out on the floor. Unbelievable. So Romaine, not the lettuce, dead at the age of 21. Porn star Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog, has been declared incompetent to stand trial. Remember the last time we talked about him coming to trial, they talked about him being completely out of it when he showed up in court, and now he's been declared incompetent to stand trial on rape and other charges in Los Angeles. He is being committed to a state mental health hospital. Who knew they had those anymore? They added that Jeremy can be held up to 2 years, and a hearing to assess his progress is set for May 8th. 30 counts of rape and sexual misconduct allegations dating back to a 23-year period in the LA area. Wow. So he's incompetent to participate in his defense due to severe dementia. So the hedgehog doesn't really get away with anything, as he's suffering from dementia and will now be committed to a state mental hospital. And I guess we should say congratulations to LeBron James, although I'm not really crazy about it, but congratulations to LeBron James. He is now the all-time scorer in the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar held that record for 38 years or more than 38 years at 38,387 points. So LeBron is number one now. He's also he is the first player to score 40 points against all 30 NBA teams. A little side fact of LeBron. Another little side fact from his winning shot last night, as they were playing Oklahoma City Thunder. The Lakers lost that game, 133-130. So while LeBron made his record shot, and everybody was there, they stopped the game. It was in the third quarter. They gave him all kinds of love, and everybody was all happy, and it was a beautiful thing. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that's happening because LeBron is so great. The team still lost the game. Yeah. So congratulations, LeBron. So I was looking at this chart. I subscribe to an email called Charter, C-H-A-R-T-R, and they have charts of everything. And one of the charts that I'm looking at today is, when do children get given their own smartphones? When do children get given their own smartphones? And it goes from the age of 8 to 18. And it goes from the year 2015, and then it shows you the difference in 2021. Okay, so in 2015, the big number, 50%, 13, 59, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, we're all in the 70 percentile. When you look at 2021, wow, did it shoot up. Nothing went down, that's for sure. The only thing that stayed pretty even was the 11-year-olds. In 2015 and 2021, we're about 30-some percent. But by the time you get to 12 to 18, wow, 2021 jumped dramatically. 71% 12-year-olds in 2021 from 40%. 70% 13-year-olds from 50%. 91% from the age of 14 from 59%. 86% from 71% at the age of 15. 90% at the age of 16. 97% and 93% at the age of 18. Now, I don't know what that cutoff line is. I mean, it starts from the age of 8 to 18. That's pretty remarkable. I don't know, and by a smartphone, like I remember giving my kids the smartphone or the iPod without internet access. They had cell service, right? And I don't remember how old they were. Probably should remember that, but it seemed like I was would be in the teens, you know, maybe 13 when they had cell phone. Not internet in their hand, because I feel like me personally, that's a big jump when you put that full blasted computer access phone in your hand, man. You can go anywhere, and it's there. It's in your hand. Amazing, and I'm sure that this jump in young people. 12 to 18 years of age, and this chart goes from 8 to 18 in that 10-year span, more and more of them having smartphones has nothing to do with some of the mental issues and the mental struggles that we're seeing across the board in our school-age children. Nothing to do with it. So stop thinking it, okay? So as you know, no one supports zoos more than this program, Chewing the Fat. No one. And me, Jeff Fisher. No one supports zoos more than me. And they had a big mystery in Japan in their zoo because one of their apes that was in isolation got pregnant. And they didn't know how. How could this ape that's in isolation get pregnant? Could they be sneaking out at night, taking care of a little ape business, while nobody's around? Well, I don't think so. They certainly didn't see any evidence of any sneaking around business going on at the zoo. So this was 2 years ago. They've been looking, trying to figure this out. Now, it took 2 years to figure out who the dad was because they couldn't get close enough to the kid to get DNA samples from hair or stool because the mom was like, no, get back. Don't be coming around my kid. Okay. I mean, what kind of zoo officials? I mean, I thought zoos were taking care of animals and could get up with them, but I guess if the ape says get back, you get back. So they found out who after 2 years, they finally got some DNA and they found out, oh yeah, that's him. The gibbon, the ape over there, that's the dad. Oh, how in the heck did that happen? Well, it appears that even in zoos, there's glory holes. And if you don't know, I probably could have told them that myself. Apparently, there was a 9-millimeter hole in the wall, and that's what they're blaming, because that separated the cages from the two primates. And they're guessing, you know, when nobody was looking, that there was a little glory hole business going on, and that's how she got pregnant. That's what we're going with. Okay. All right. I would say, you know, perhaps, and I've fought for this now for a while now, that zoos need to up their game a little bit with some video surveillance going on. And I know, you know, we don't want to, you know, horn in Oh, bad choice of words. We don't want to look in on every animal when they need a little privacy too. Don't they, PETA? Yes, of course they do. But if you're in the zoo, if you're, you know, humans first, and we get to know what you're doing. So don't be sneaking around your little zoo glory holes. Because business will be made. All right, it doesn't matter. No matter what species you are, business will happen. Now, it could have been that she just got pregnant. Right? I mean, we heard from the documentary Jurassic Park, life will find a way. So, I mean, it is possible that that could have happened, but now we know that that's not what happened. What happened was the zoo glory hole being worked with. So you know the commercials with from Mucinex with Mr. Mucus? Have you seen that he has his own Instagram account now? Mr. Mucus Official? And he's like a sex symbol. Mr. Mucus, the sex symbol. He's the hottest pick of the year. He's got big booger energy. That's awesome. His... under his info, he's got cold and flu season as the best season. Booger enthusiast dislikes Mucinex US. That is hilarious. And all the pictures of Mr. Mucus have him, you know, doing remember to breathe. it shows him burning up some stuff. He's got to read at least one book a month, focus on self-care. Dance the stress away. It's a whole video of Mr. Mucus dancing around. Stretch every day. That is outstanding. Spend more time outside. Happy flu year. That is awesome. Oh, let's see what he did for Christmas. The snotty list. I'm making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's snotty and nice. Mucus Claus is coming to town. That is outstanding. That's a really, really funny bit. Mr. Mucus. Mr. Mucus is the hottest pick of the year. And he's got BBE, baby. Big booger energy. Tremendous. So could you spend, how many nights could you spend in complete darkness? No light, no sound, just complete darkness. Let's see where Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee yesterday on his show, the Aaron Rodgers Tuesday on the Pat McAfee show, that he's not going to make any decisions about football until he spends 4 days and nights isolated in a completely dark room. And I'm sure Pat didn't quite understand it, but Rodgers said, you know, that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and take my isolation retreat and just be able to contemplate all things my future and then make a decision. So those of you that are waiting for the Aaron Rodgers announcement on whether he's coming back to the Green Bay Packers or whether he's going to play NFL football or whether he's going to retire, we'll have to wait until after the darkness retreat. That's actually what Aubrey Marcus did. He's got a documentary called Awake in the Darkness. He spent 6 days. It's an incredible thing. I don't know that I could actually do it. You just go in this room and you can leave if you want to, at least that's what they tell you. And it's completely dark. So it's darkness therapy, and he did it in a house, I think, in Germany. It's an ancient Hindu tradition, and there's some other religions that actually do it as well, some indigenous traditions. But you go in, and it's completely dark. The darkness retreat, 1 week. You just go in, and it is dark. Just yourself sitting in meditation for a week. And to Aubrey, he said that sounded like a good way to bring in the new world. I don't know that I could do it. I don't know that I could do it, but it'd be pretty amazing to try. I mean, it's just a table and a chair and a room with a cot. And he said a dresser, yoga mat, and radiator. Okay, well, all right. The window's painted black. You can't see out. I mean, it's complete blackout, right? So I don't know. You know, good luck. Aaron likes to, you know, he's a strange dude anyway. And Audrey Marcus obviously is a strange dude as well. And he and Aaron are friends, so I'm sure that's where this came from. Just like the ayahuasca retreat. So just know that you're not going to get any news, Green Bay Packer fans, about Aaron Rodgers till after the darkness retreat, okay? And think to yourself, could you do it? I don't know. It sounds like something I'd want to do. But, you know, after, after, you know, 10, 20 minutes, okay, that's enough.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.